Hello, and welcome back to a nugget of truth. In the last several posts, we focused on the gift of grace of the Father, and that is Jesus. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son. Then we looked at the gift of grace of Jesus, which was the Holy Spirit. And he said, I will not leave you as orphans, but I will send you another helper like me. Now, before we look at the gift of grace of the Holy Spirit, which would be spiritual gifts, we want to look deeper at the gift of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the function of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The entire Old Testament of the Bible clearly points to mankind's inability to live according to the Mosaic Law. Under the law, no one could be good enough. Therefore, as far as the Old Testament is concerned, it was impossible to live without sin. Now, let's look at sin for just a brief moment. Sin has two components. First, it results in eternal death or hell. Second, it separates one from the blessings of God and a wholesome relationship with him. The Father sent Jesus to deal with the death issue by dying on the cross, and his resurrection is the assurance of our own resurrection or life everlasting. Now, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to us so that we would be able to live victoriously in a sinless relationship with him and under his blessings. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead, or the Trinity. He's not an it or some impersonal force. The Holy Spirit is God. When Jesus ascended into heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to live in us. The moment we accepted Jesus into our lives, our spirit was born again, and the Holy Spirit came to live in us. The function of the Holy Spirit is to lead us or guide us and teach us all truths about God. The Holy Spirit does this by making the Bible alive and meaningful to us. He illuminates the Word. He brings to remembrance the teachings of Jesus. And he convicts us when we go astray. The Holy Spirit is the agent by which we become transformed into the image of Jesus. In other words, we become more like him. When we first came to Christ, our spirit is renewed, but our minds or souls initially are unchanged. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." In a very real sense, we have been brainwashed by our society and culture. And many of the things that we have learned are really contrary to God's view of right and wrong. The book of Judges in the Old Testament is an account of how the Israelites betrayed God's faithfulness to them time and time again. And God provided a series of judges or leaders to get them back to the worship of the one true God. An important phrase that is used in Judges to describe the rebellious people was, they did what was right in their own eyes. In other words, ignoring what was right in God's eyes and doing what they wanted. Now, doesn't that sound a lot like life today? Now, I know that when I was first born again, I still had a lot of the old habits and the old natures and the old characteristics. And I was a baby Christian. 1 Corinthians 3 refers to us as carnal Christians. You know, we're half in, we're half out in terms of our outward behavior. But over time, as the Holy Spirit began to work on me on the inside, then that change transformed me into the Christian on the outside. Now let's get back to Romans 12:2, which says, "Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Conforming is a human work. Transformation is a Holy Spirit work. Conforming means that if you talk like a Christian, you dress like a Christian, you act like a Christian, then the conclusion must be that you're a Christian. Well, that isn't necessarily true. A Christian is one who has accepted Jesus and has surrendered themselves to the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Their minds are being changed as they accept by faith the truths which have been revealed by God. They are replacing the old ways with the new ways. You see, the change must begin with a mind that is being renewed or changed by the Holy Spirit. This transformation process will produce the outward characteristics and the behavior of a true Christian. Now, I can't stress enough the importance of the Bible, especially the New Testament, which was written for the Christians. The Holy Spirit can only draw out of you what you put in. The more you put in to your spirit, the more truths the Holy Spirit can bring to your remembrance, illuminate, and convict as you face decisions throughout the day. In closing, let me say that God the Father provided for your salvation through Jesus Christ. Jesus provided the Holy Spirit to enable you to live the Christian life as you are being transformed from the inside out and becoming more like Jesus every day. So until I see you the next time, may God richly bless you. May that transformation process just allow it to take place in your life. Allow the Spirit of God to guide you as you go forward. Again, God bless you, and we'll see you next time.